This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said that he had called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. U.S. President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Donald Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran unraveled within hours of its announcement as both sides launched fresh attacks and accused each other of violations. Israeli officials confirmed a strike on a radar installation near Tehran in response to three missiles reportedly fired by Iran after the truce had taken effect. Meanwhile, the regional air traffic is gradually resuming. Air India announced the restart of its services to West Asia starting today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also said the country is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector, and this shift was clearly evident during Operation Sindoor, where Indian forces compelled the enemy to surrender within 22 minutes using domestically manufactured weapons.
हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा।
In a related development, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today called for the urgent need to shun double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against UN-proscribed terrorists and entities. Addressing the 20th meeting of Security Council Secretaries of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states in Beijing, Mr. Doval highlighted the need to reject double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against terrorists and dismantle their terror ecosystems. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has authorized the defence staff, the CDS and the Secretary of the Department of Military Affairs to issue joint instructions and orders for all three services. This is a major step towards modernization and transformation of the armed forces. In a statement, Defence Ministry has said the decision marks a shift for the earlier system wherein instructions and orders related to two or more services were issued by each services separately. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has carried out comprehensive surveillance at major airports, including Delhi and Mumbai. The surveillance revealed the multiple deficiencies across country's aviation ecosystem. Two teams led by the Joint Director General carried out comprehensive surveillance during night and early morning hours at major airports. The surveillance covered the multiple critical areas, including flight operation, air traffic control, communication, navigation, surveillance, and the pre-flight medical evaluations. In the Edison Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 308 for 5 on the last day of the first test at Headingley, Leeds. England will need 63 runs in the final session of the day to win. Host England are chasing a target of 371 runs. India Meteorological Department has forecast favourable condition for the further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan in next 2 days. And that is the end of the bulletin.